The next two stories are quite different. A mercy dash for a little baby and a computer hacker gets sent to court.
A tiny baby is a picture of health after his life was saved during a dramatic 120-mile helicopter dash from Norfolk to London. Oakley Miles Slade fell ill at the age of 4 days with a liver condition that was causing his heart to fail. Medics at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital said he needed specialist intensive care at King's College Hospital Paediatric Liver Centre in London. But with no regular air ambulances available, the Coast Guard chopper was called in, triggering a frantic battle to keep Oakley alive in the back of an ambulance while the helicopter was equipped to care for the tot. With parents Lauren Miles and Lewis Slade, both 23, waiting helplessly, Oakley was then flown for 45 minutes to London. Following the helicopter dash, Oakley was met by the neonatal intensive care team and would spend several weeks under their care. Staff treated a benign diffuse liver tumour and performed an operation to stop the excess blood supply through Oakley's arteriovenous malformation, which was causing heart failure and acute kidney injury. Miss Miles praised the work of all the teams involving Oakley and his care, including those working at the neonatal intensive care unit and the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, for getting Oakley to the best place for treatment and supporting them while they were inconsolable. She added the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in King's Lynn had also helped the family with Oakley's feeding once he was discharged from King's College.
A Norwich student hacked people's online accounts and used them to shop online, a court heard. Norwich Crown Court heard Ayo Miji Majay Oladogba, 21, a former University of East Anglia, UEA, student, boasted to others about how he used compromised personal account details to buy goods. Police also discovered his laptop contained a step-by-step guide about carding, a type of fraud in which credit card numbers are stolen. They also found details of how to obtain goods from Amazon using another person's details in a document called Social Engineering: The Art of Human Hacking. There were other documents detailing phishing or the fraudulent attempt to obtain sensitive information or data by disguising yourself as trustworthy in an electronic communication. A file was also discovered on the laptop with the username, password, and personal details for dozens of victims who had had their online accounts hacked and access credentials sold online. Oladogba of Darrell Place, Norwich, was arrested on suspicion of fraud after he collected a Nintendo Switch worth £199.99 from the Argos branch at a Sainsbury's in Norwich in November 2019. The victim had noticed the purchase on her eBay account via PayPal and notified Argos it was fraudulent ahead of the collection, and police were alerted. On arrest, Oladogba's mobile phone was seized, and following a search of his student address, officers seized a laptop, PlayStation, and CEX receipt relating to Oladogba selling a computer game. He claimed he bought the game's console via a website mostly used by cybercriminals, which he described as a chat forum. He was released under investigation before being arrested in February last year on suspicion of additional offences. He admitted 6 counts of fraud by false representation and 2 counts of possessing articles for use in fraud. Oladogba was sentenced to 12 months custody, suspended for 18 months, when he appeared at Norwich Crown Court earlier this month. He was also made the subject of a 16-week curfew, meaning he must stay in on a Friday and Saturday night between 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. He has also been ordered to do 150 hours unpaid work and pay compensation.